Hello, the English program here. We've been away for a while. From this particular program, the Pemberley Boo. Yes, we've been away. We've sort of done all kinds, haven't we, Pilar? Yes, we have. We've been to Liverpool and back since we last did a Pemberley Boo. And we sort of spent Easter in Liverpool. So we've been sort of a bit preoccupied with things. But the Pemberley Boos are back now. And we're going to try to get these finished, if possible. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to try and get them all done. So we can sort of have all the entire collection together. Now, of course, the actual tweets are finished now, which means it's all together, finally. We know what happens. I don't. I haven't got a clue. So I'm trying to avoid all the spoilers and things if I possibly can. Not easy, though, has to be said. So we're going to start now. I'm going to continue where we left off, but with one slight difference. Rather than all the... if you go back to all the previous Pemberley Boos, and you have sort of Chapter 1, Part 1, Chapter 1, Part 2, Chapter 2, Part 1, Chapter 2, Part 2, blah, blah, blah. Very confusing for me. So we're going to go with basically each episode will be labelled according to the date. Okay? So we'll do our 5 minutes today for the audio boo, and we can label it 10th of May, etc., you know? So that way, when you download them, they're in order. Okay, I think that's better than the other system of the part one, part two things, etc. So here we go, Pemberley Boo now. We're going to carry on where I believe we left off in the previous episode. The hashtag for this is, quite simply, Pemberley Boo. We're doing this live as well, so any problems, there's nothing I can do about it, okay? I hope there aren't too many of those big words with lots of syllables and things in it today. Let's hope not. Right. Catherine Morland jumped, clutching her heart and spinning about in fright. Fright, not surprisingly, that rapidly settled into acute disappointment when she realized it was only a footman addressing her and not someone more exciting. Indeed, I must have taken a wrong turn on my way to the breakfast room, Catherine replied, the flush of shame genuine but not adequate to prevent a backward glance at the dark passageway behind. No ghosts of Pemberley, she thought. A ball was all well and good, as far as Catherine was concerned, and the invitation to Pemberley was assuredly a treasured one. The prospect of handsome men to dance and flirt with was moderately appealing, to be sure. However, one never knew where adventure was to be found. Even a manor house with a reputation of respectability, such as Pemberley, could perhaps, if one was so fortunate, harbour at least one dreadful secret or mystery to solve. Of course, the pristine condition of Pemberley, with well-lit halls and light colours, with not a single locked door or restricted wing, did not bode well. Why, even the outside façade was classical in style and cheery. Catherine shook herself, literally, and earned a puzzled glance from the footman. Deciding then and there to accept matters as they are and forget the nonsense of adventure. Ignore the forebodings of something strange, Catherine, she told herself. Surely nothing exciting could happen in this beautiful place. There was, however, the small matter of what Catherine witnessed the previous night in the sitting room of the Grand Miss Darcy. The ladies had gathered there, while the men still enjoyed their wine after supper. All had been well, that is, until the mention of one Mr. Wickham sent the laughter and gallantry flying from the room. This is the English program's Pemberley Boo for May the 10th, 2011.